connectivity has never been more important. If the Affordable Connectivity Program ends, we will be closing the door to the next generation of leaders who need connectivity today to solve the problems of tomorrow.
Commissioner Gomez turns to the socials to raise awareness on affordable broadband for low-income families. The agency reaches a six-figure settlement with a telecom that tried to trick people into enrolling in the broadband benefit as a prerequisite to get Lifeline phone service. And the Media Bureau affirms again that fatal flaws on LPFM applications cannot be fixed after the close of the window. All of that and more coming up.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Leap Day, Thursday, February 29, 2024. As we have reported in the past, funding for the Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, is about to be completely depleted. Without congressional action, the ACP is expected to run out of funding within weeks. The ACP is a subsidized program that brings discounted broadband services to eligible low-income households. Today, the FCC released results from a survey of ACP households conducted last December. The survey shows that over 2/3 of households on ACP had inconsistent or no connectivity prior to the program. 72% of respondents say that they use their ACP internet service to schedule or attend healthcare appointments, and nearly half use it to complete work or apply for jobs. FCC Commissioner Ana Gomez has taken to social media with a series of videos in both English and Spanish to discuss the ACP. In one video, Commissioner Gomez explains what it would mean for the ACP to end.
Like never before, closing America's digital divide is within our reach. Yet, we may soon take a big step back by allowing the Affordable Connectivity Program to close. Today, over 23 million households rely on the ACP to be able to afford their internet bill. But if Congress does not continue to fund that program, the FCC will be forced to shut the ACP down, and millions will lose their connectivity by April. Millions of households will be forced to make tough decisions on whether to pay for connectivity they need for work, school, and health care, or to put food on the table. In an increasingly digital world, nations that lag behind in connectivity risk falling behind in innovation, productivity, and global competitiveness. By ensuring that all Americans can afford high-speed internet, we are investing in our nation's future prosperity and unlocking the full potential of every member of our nation. We've made too much progress to turn back. Let's save the Affordable Connectivity Program.
In other videos, Commissioner Gomez explains how failure to refund the ACP closes the door to the next generation of leaders, hurts more than just families, and puts the trust of the U.S. government at risk. It will be up to Congress to pass new legislation to keep the program alive. The audio division has affirmed the dismissal of Air Broadcasting Foundation, applicant for a new LPFM station in Hazleton, Pennsylvania. During the December 2023 LPFM filing window, Air had filed an application for an original construction permit to operate on 94.5, and that application was mutually exclusive with another applicant in Hazleton. On January 17, 2024, the division dismissed the application, stating that the applicant did not meet the minimum distance separation requirements with second adjacent channel station WQKX Sunbury, Pennsylvania, by including a technical study demonstrating a lack of interference. LPFM applicants can request a waiver of the second adjacent channel spacing requirements. The Air application did not include such a waiver request. Section 73.870C of the FCC rules states that if an application does not meet the minimum distance separation requirements, the application will be dismissed and there will be no opportunity to cure the defect. On February 1, AIR filed a petition for reconsideration seeking reinstatement of the application, stating that the omission of the waiver exhibit was a simple incidental omission on the part of its engineer, and states that the engineer failed to upload the waiver exhibit. AIR argues that a minor amendment could correct the error and warrants reinstatement of the application under the Media Bureau's nunk-pro-tunk policy, and they further request the waiver of 73.870C to file that reinstatement. Today, the FCC denied reconsideration and affirmed the dismissal, stating that Bureau staff correctly dismissed the application for not meeting second adjacent channel spacing requirements and cited 73.870C as to why the application cannot be reinstated. The FCC states that permitting applicants to file second adjacent waivers after the close of the window would frustrate the efficiency of the process and would be unfair to those applicants who did follow the proper processes. In the LPFM window, there were over 20 applications filed with second adjacent channel short spacings, but no waiver request. As of 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the FCC has granted 312 original LPFM construction permit applications, dismissed 299, and still have 415 singleton applications accepted for filing. Over 250 applications are still mutually exclusive in 109 groups. In March, the Bureau is expected to release the official list of mutually exclusive groups and then open a 60-day window for universal settlements involving all applications in an MX group.
Michi Bradley, REC.
Hey, it's the Michi. Thank you for joining us on FCC Today, the podcast where we bring the Daily Digest to life. Look for this podcast on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Please visit the channel, like the video, and hit that notification dinger to be informed of updates. FCC Today is also available through major podcast providers and on the web at fcc.today. YouTube channel subscriptions are important to us, so please subscribe. Thank you for your support. The Enforcement Bureau has reached a consent decree with Air Voice Wireless, LLC. According to the document, from May 12, 2021 through at least September 9, 2021, Air Voice engaged in a business practice where they were refusing to provide Lifeline services unless the same consumer signs up through the carrier for the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. In an enforcement advisory public notice issued on May 11, 2021, the commission made it clear that Lifeline providers could not suggest that enrollment in the provider's emergency broadband benefit program was necessary for obtaining or retaining the Lifeline telephone discount. Nevertheless, Air Voice used a web-based enrollment system that would not permit a qualifying consumer to obtain Air Voice Lifeline telephone services without also consenting to also using their emergency broadband benefit with the same company. The Emergency Broadband Benefit was a post-pandemic program established by the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. The EBB offered income-qualified consumers a discount of $50 to $75 per month on broadband services. At the end of 2021, the EBB was rolled up into the new Affordable Connectivity Program. To resolve the issues with the FCC, Air Voice Wireless agrees to pay a $150,000 civil penalty. The FCC has canceled a previously adopted notice of apparent liability of $1,500 against Cascade Community Radio, licensee of KVRN LP Portland, Oregon. Since the station was first licensed on January 31, 2018, KVRN LP has been silent for a total of 728 days spanning two different periods of 364 days each. In their February 1, 2023 renewal grant, the FCC gave Cascade a short-term license of 1 year with their renewal application due on October 1, 2023. Cascade missed that renewal date, and on January 11, 2024, Cascade received the $1,500 NAL. Cascade has since filed their renewal application, which was granted today. Today, the Media Bureau also issued a notice canceling the $1,500 NAL based on a showing from the licensee that the forfeiture would be a financial hardship on the station. In financial and other statements submitted to the Bureau, it was determined that Cascade operated with no income from 2020 to 2022. REC reminds stations that the filing deadline for all renewal applications is 4 months months prior to the expiration date. This includes short-term renewals. And stations must give over-the-air public notice of renewal filings pursuant to Section 73-3580 of the FCC rules. The Media Bureau has set comment and reply dates to collect supplemental comments in MB Docket 22-405, the NAB Xperi petition for an increase in digital power. Comments in this proceeding are now due on April 1, with reply comments due on April 15, just before the start of the NAB show in Las Vegas. And finally, audio description is a method in which those who are blind or have visual impairments can better enjoy scripted television programs. Using a separate audio channel, audio description includes additional speech context of what is taking place on the screen. Following the adoption of the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2010, multi-channel distributors such as cable systems and satellite providers with more than 50,000 subscribers must provide at least 50 hours of audio description per calendar quarter during prime time or on children's programming, and an additional 37 and a half hours per quarter at any time between 6 a.m. and midnight on each of the top five national non-broadcast networks. There are exceptions for networks that run primarily live or near-live programming in prime time. The FCC recently granted such exemptions to Fox News Channel, ESPN, and MSNBC, as those networks carry a significant amount of live or near-live programming. With all the exceptions that have been given, the top five national non-broadcast networks will be considered HGTV, Hallmark Channel, TLC, TNT, and TBS. Really? TLC?
I think I got some of that cow poo in my mouth, and it doesn't taste too good.
FCC Today. Is that really the future of vertical television? FCC Today, the podcast, is available on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel. It's also available on Podbean, TuneIn, Apple, iHeart, and other podcast providers. For up-to-the-minute action at the Media Bureau and throughout the agency, visit our website at fcc.today. REC Networks, always on at recnet.com for assistance. With LPFM full service and FM translators, contact REC Networks 202-621-2355. For now, I'm Michelle Bradley, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist, wishing you a good day from Riverton. REC.